That's the problem right now. I really think the conservative right doesn't have the will to fight. If they did, a lot of these executive orders that were signed by President Bush would be put into bill form and written into, at least attempted to be made into law. For example, hey, let's follow our immigration law. All right, let's not play ping pong with the executive orders now. Signing into law. Welcome to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It's Thursday, March 20th, 2025. Steve Wells coming on. Don't ask me when. I don't know. He'll be coming. First hour? Okay. Cool. All right. I'm going to thank you for sticking with this platform. There's a lot of reasons why mid-year I would say, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. A lot of reasons why, because the fight, right? It's always about the fight. So I want to thank you for sticking with me, and I'll tell you what, I'll stick with you as long as humanly possible. I appreciate that. And I want to thank the people who do sponsor us, at least pay some of the expenses of the show, including healthwithdoug.com. Folks, if you haven't done so already, you go to healthwithdoug.com. Please do this. I'm going to tell you something. If you're over the, you don't even have to be over any age. Okay. This is, to me, the sooner you start, the better this is going to work for you. But a study last year found collagen supplements can boost skin hydration by 14%, improve elasticity by 23%, reduce wrinkles by nearly 20% in just 12 weeks. And this is a sign. It's your sign to use collagen to transform your skin from the inside out. Because as you grow older, you're going to notice changes. I'm telling you, whether you like it or not, you're going to notice changes in your skin. So that's why I've been using this amazing product for the past few years, and I'm obsessed with the results. Unlike the other collagen supplements you find on store shelves, that kind of stuff. This collagen blend uses the top five types of collagen for skin health. It's a premium blend that they work together to help reduce visible signs of aging. The wrinkles, hey, suddenly reduce, or I shouldn't say suddenly, they gradually reduce. You can see them. It promotes a youthful glow to your skin, and the hydration of the skin changes. And that's one thing I noticed. And I just mix it into my morning drink, usually orange juice. Sometimes I'll make a smoothie along with some other items. But this, easy to take. Take it once and forget it. Try for yourself. Start healing your skin right now. Place your order while it's 51% off, over 50% off right now. Only at healthwithdoug.com. Plus, you'll get a bunch of other stuff, including a free ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, free shipping. You can't beat this with a stick. So order now. Once again, this offer is only available at healthwithdoug.com. All right, real quick here, a couple of things I want to get into real quick that need addressed. Obviously, today, President Trump signed the order to dismantle the Department of Education. And the Department of Education is perhaps one of the most useless departments ever. I can think of a few others, but this in particular, it just corrals upstairs of bureaucracies. So having said that, expect a lot of blowout. Somebody do a wellness check on Randy Weingartner, please. The labor union diva. Something about the judges. Now, I'm going to be getting in detail into this tomorrow, as well as the CIA's role that is being developed more and more and more into current events, but sparked by the release of the JFK assassination records. But I want to just very quickly address these judges real quick, because this is something you're going to be hearing about. And I'm telling you right now, this is something that you need to really, I mean, really understand. This is compliments of the research done by Pepe's grandma on X. Okay, so at Pepe's, P-E-P-E-S, grandma, or as the nom de plume, Bad Kitty Unleashed. 5 anti-Trump judges are involved in a secretive invite-only club for judges and lawyers called the American Inns of Court. Even the membership and the meetings are secret. When I read that, something struck in my head. I'm going to diverge from this just briefly. I remember doing some research on Yale graduates in Skull and Bones, and of course, America's Secret Establishment, written by Anthony C. Sutton. Went to this book. I opened the book to the index, looked for different names, and wouldn't you know, I'm looking at James Boasberg. James Emanuel Boasberg. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. So I have to take a look here. And yes, he's a member. James Emanuel Boasberg, 1985. Okay, in 1985. 3136 Newark Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. He's on the 1985 roster. Okay, I'm going to put this down for a moment. You know, folks, you know what Skull and Bones obviously is, right? All right. But going back to Pepe's grandma real quick, there's a secret club. The Department of Justice has shown up at meetings, at least since Biden had been in office. That much is known. Since when do you have a Supreme Court justice, federal judges, all meeting in secret? I'm going to name them. Boasberg, who's a federal district court judge. On the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Now, Boasberg happens to be the president of this club, American Inns of Court. That's what it's called, American Inns of Court. Even the membership, the meetings are secret. But somehow, Department of Justice has shown up at the meetings. So you have Boasberg as president of this club, this SCOTUS Brown Jackson, that Mensa candidate, right, as vice president. You've got Judge Amit Mehta, secretary. Judge Beryl Howell, that name should ring a bell. And Justice John Roberts. You can't make this up. So it was John Roberts that broke ethical conduct and stuck up for his brother in arms, Boasberg. Remember that when he came out and, you know, opened his pie hole and talked about the essentially a constitutional crisis. Okay. I will be talking about this in depth tomorrow. Because of this, I've been doing some database searches, and man, this goes deeper than you can imagine. But remember the name. And again, all credit on this part goes to Pepe's grandma on X. I'll be talking about this tomorrow. And it's interesting because some of the attendees at these meetings, you know, presenters and such, right? You ready? Inspector General Horowitz. Oh, knocked me over, right? And more. All right. It's a big club, folks, and you ain't in it. All right. With that, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Gen 6. Renaissance, Gen6.com, Renaissance Precious Metals. All the links will be right in the program description box. But frankly, you can go to stevequayle.com and hit the hit the various links, and you'll get where you need to go. It's pretty intuitive. Okay, self intuitive. So anyway, Steve, how are you?
Good, Doug. Am I on? Can you see me?
I can, and you are.
Okay,
well, you well, are, and I can.
Am. Well, tonight's kind of a watershed moment because, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest finds in computer history has just happened with Google and their Willow chip. But I'm going to show it to you because what you're going to find out is after hundreds of billions of dollars spent, they're arriving at where our Glyph project started over 3 years ago. Glyph just means signs, symbols, ancient rock carvings, every form of carving, painting, from antiquity. So, Doug, with your permission, I asked Eric to play the first couple of minutes of this because it will set the stage. In other words, hundreds of billions of dollars were spent in quantum computing to arrive at where we started point, our starting point. So this is really important, I think, for people to watch. And then I'll set it up, you know, and we'll talk about it because this is the most monumental. There's no metaphors. Undertaking that's ever been done. And with watching what Google, this first couple minutes, as I think it's a 30-minute video, I think it will share and set this whole show up because this is a seminal moment. Nothing like this has ever been done, and this is the first time we're presenting it to the public. So thank you, sir.
Yeah, good. All right.
To display ancient symbols, ones you might find in old books or dusty museums, things like the labyrinth designs of ancient cultures. We're talking about shapes that looked almost like the symbols of the Sumerians, the Mayans, or the Egyptians. But that wasn't the strangest part. The strangest part was that the patterns were repeating, again and again, like a code. At first, Google engineers didn't know what to make of it. They continued to assume it was an error, a faulty computation, or maybe even a side effect of the ultra-sensitive quantum systems. But the more they looked at it, the more they realized something didn't add up. These patterns became more structured and organized, and in some ways, seemed to grow each time they tried a fix. Now you are probably wondering whether all this is fictional. Well, that was how Google felt when it all began. As the project team scrambled to figure out what was happening, they called in specialists from all areas of science. Linguists were brought in to look at the symbols, similar to ancient writing. Cryptographers analyzed the patterns, hoping to find a code, but no one could give a logical explanation. However, theoretical physicists believed that the chip was tapping into an unknown, higher dimension of physics. More symbols, like the language of the old Mayan civilization, began to appear. The odd part was that the signs that appeared were thousands of years old. So why were they showing up on a machine that was supposed to solve next-generation math problems and perform calculations at the quantum level? How could this be? What was Willow trying to tell them? Some scientists say it was just a fluke that should pass over time. Quantum experts began considering a much more unsettling possibility. They believed the Willow chip had started to create its form of communication, something beyond our understanding, something that the rules of classical physics couldn't explain. This may sound like a stretch, but think about it briefly. Let us forget all the theories for a moment. The truth is that Willow had made a strange encounter, and what Google did next left everyone completely shocked. Google decided to shut the project down. No one knew why, not at first. No formal reasons were given. Just a quiet decision to pull the plug on one of the most ambitious projects in the history of computing. People began to wonder why Google shut down a chip that was breaking records, a chip that could solve problems no one had even dreamed of before. But to find the answer, we must explain the true capabilities of the Willow quantum chip. Google Willow capabilities. The scientific world has always...
We can shut it down right now. Thank you. I wanted to give people the context of what our Glyph project has been ongoing. Now, Doug, you hosted, and we together gave a 4 or 5 hour presentation on this. But what is critical, the reason Google shut it down, and we have firsthand information to one of our Glyph members, and by the way, there are, I don't know, 8 or 10 of them around the world, and the head of it is not in the United States. So they're coming up, they, Google, with ancient cuneiform, ancient Mayan. They're coming up with symbols from antiquity. And what they're not telling you is that in addition to that, there were ancient old Hebrew songs, and one of the guys started singing it out of the blue. And so what's happening? They're tapping in to the spirit world. They called it cosmic conscience, but it caused Michio Kaku, the smartest theoretical physicist in the world. That's not open to debate. He is that. And that's not only my opinion. And there are people that want to say, well, so-and-so is a smart. Well, it caused him to tear up. And Michio Kaku's on film or on video stating this changes everything he knows. Now, what's important is in our Glyph Project, which we're announcing tonight, we put out a, twice monthly report with intermittent updates. And the glyphs basically are telling you, me, and us the story of antiquity, both before the creation of Adam and Eve and after the creation of Adam and Eve. In the book of Enoch, it was never meant for God's children to learn how to read and write. So all the things you read in the book of Enoch, both first and second Enoch, are what the fallen angels taught humanity. Now, fast forward to where we are. We started the Glyph Project, and thank the Lord, he gave it to me in a burst transmission. I'm not the computer guys. We have guys that are double PhDs. We have people that build these computers, not the ones that Google's showing. And we've come to the conclusion at the beginning of what's going to be the language of the fallen angels. Are you following so far, Doug?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're very kind to kind of yield to me on this, but I think what's critical for everyone is it's not just what they said in antiquity, it's the language of the fallen ones. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, one-third of the angels in heaven rebelled against God, and they actually existed on earth prior to the creation of Adam and Eve. And that was when, quote unquote, in Sumeria, in Sumerian tongue, or actually cuneiform, they said when the gods came to earth and the gods ruled on earth. Manetho's Table of Kings, or the Sumerian Table of Kings, shows some of the kings being 32,000 years old. And I don't care, you know, what pharmaceutical people are looking for eternal life. Outside of Jesus, there isn't any. But what's important is that in our project, it's available by subscription form only, you're going to get the benefit of where Google just came. And the reason they shut it down, I'll make it really simple, is because they were dealing in dimensional entities, multidimensional entities. And when most Christians read Ephesians 6, they don't understand principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And that's all talking about the invisible realm. But the invisible realm is now communicating in a very visible way with human beings. Our Glyph Project, and, you know, Eric, would you put up, I want to explain to people how we get the glyphs. And this is not the proprietary stuff, but it'll give people an understanding. It's a couple paragraphs, and Doug, I'll read it, and it will set the stage for what we're talking about. People say, well, how do you get that stuff? I'm going to tell you how we get that stuff. And as an investigator, you'll appreciate the way the investigation is set up. So it's really important for people to understand, because as we get into this podcast tonight, and we'll do it for the first hour maybe, and then I'll take on the current events because things are spiraling out of control. That's literally. And I want everyone to understand this is not a quirk. This is not, you know, some strange rabbit path or whatever that I'm on. This is given to the people of God with ears to hear, eyes to see, and it's important that Christians understand what is coming. And even atheists and agnostics, you can deny it, you can say it's a quirk, you can say it's an artifact, you can say whatever you want, but the reason Google shut it down is because the entities in the symbols were communicating and they were identifying themselves. And look, they'll deny this, but what they ran into was God and what they called cosmic conscience. So if Eric, you'll read, put it up and I'll read it. It's the, this right down, you know, and this is important. So everyone pay attention. One of the readers of the Glyph Report issue requested that we explain how we obtain the fallen angel glyph messages in electronic form. To answer this question directly, one of the glyph team members works with and has access to a global listening post, which listens to the following types of signals: regular internet traffic, dark web internet traffic, and RF signals in broadband receivers. Since the fallen angel glyphs traffic has a specific format, these messages can be sorted out from the other types of messages the listening post receives due to the safety of the glyph team member and the listening post. And it's important as well, we cannot share other details except to say that these are real message traffic. Now, that's just talking about the electronic form. What the Glyph Project has done is taken signs, symbols, ancient languages, current languages. I think I've said this before on your show, but of the 4 million pieces of cuneiform, it looks like clay tablets. That's what they are inscribed on, with a bunch of chicken prints. That's probably not the most scientific way to say it. But everything that they have described in the Sumerian in cuneiform is not just obviously about, you know, I owe Doug 1,000 shekels of gold or silver or something like that, but it talks about the war of the gods against the beasts and talks about hybrids. It talks about some pretty strange stuff. So it's important, Doug, that people recognize that not only do we do the electronic forms, but for the past 3 years, we've been building our own, if you will, Rosetta Stone. If you know what that is, that's what allowed Egyptian hieroglyphics to be interpreted during, Napoleon's conquest of Egypt. And it was found in Rosetta, Egypt, I think. The point is that the plans of Lucifer, and that's what he's called. He's the adversary. Jesus called him Satan, which means the adversary. But it's important that people recognize, and this is why it's put out in subscription form. Look, when the hundreds of billions of dollars are being spent, and as you saw that little introduction, by the way, that's, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes, and we'll put it up as a link, and they come to the conclusions we started with, I'm going to say this, only the living God could have started this project. And I want people to understand that. And it's, you know, people, you think you're doing this or that? Those people can basically go choke on whatever, you know, and I don't mean to sound unkind, but I think the point I'm trying to make is that by the grace of God, we've been able to take a 500,000, and there's more, but that's all we've done. And I think we've got the interpretation of close to 80, 90,000. And when you start to see the patterns and you start to read the chatter, you're going to have your mind blown. And this is why Google shut it down. They won't admit it. They locked up the results. And again, I think it's important that everyone watch this video. So, Eric, if you want to take one of the, if you will, one of the glyphs that I know we sent them to you, you know, the one with all the symbols and what it says. I want Doug to people to get a handle on this, because if I talk about glyphs, they say, oh, hieroglyphs? No. Astroglyphs? Yeah, astroglyphs are ancient symbols even found on Mars that, you know, we're not allowed to know about, but in the reports. And by the way, CIA admitted that billions of years ago, they must have liked Carl Sagan, and that there were giants on the planet Mars and pyramids. Well, this is going to become really important. So, Eric, just pick one of them, and there you go. And if you'd scroll down. Now, Doug, if you and I were looking at this, we'd go, what is that? And this is really important. from Lucifer to all the legions working on the power systems located under the pyramids in Egypt, there will be a progress meeting on March 25 at midnight. In the throne room, each legion group will receive a message regarding the coordinates for your gate transfer. That said fur, but it's supposed to be for your gate transfer to the throne room. From the guard, will verify each entity attending this meeting because of the high security of the work being done on the power grid under the pyramid. Each primary legion is expected to bring a complete progress report to be presented at the meeting. Now, if you read that, everyone, you'll go, and Eric, scroll up again. If you don't mind real quick, scroll up what it is. This is what comes out in our program, which is proprietary. Obviously, I'm not going to turn it loose. 3 years of people's lives gone into this. $1 million, which is nothing compared to $1 billion, I understand, or less, close to a half a trillion if you had everybody's working on quantum computers. But the gist of it is the quantum computers want to prove the existence of parallel universes. And I think that's the most critical factor that most people don't understand. Now, what, again, is really important. Eric, will you put up the report? Doug, we put on private briefings, and you saw it back in February of, I think, 2024. And this is important for people to understand, because I know somebody was on Alex Jones, and for whatever reason, I don't go on there to get to talk about this. I know the reason, and it's not between Alex and I, but a third party basically wanted to block me going on. So a pretty famous third party. So if you would take a look at this, ladies and gentlemen. This was in our report that was put out. Look at this, February 8, 2024. And it's interesting because the Citadel, C-I-T-A-D-E-L, of Giants is under Giza. Now, for all the years I've been on podcasts and obviously shortwave radio before that, before podcasting came on the scene, I've been warning people that it's not what you see on top of the surface, it's what's underneath the surface. In this case, you can see that it's important, and this is stuff that people have already gotten on the private briefings. Let me make it clear. Private briefings are one subscription, and the Glyph report, which we're just announcing tonight on Doug's show, the Hagman report, is a whole nother thing. But it's important that they're telling us, the entities, the multidimensional entities, what their plans are. Now, I believe this is God's mercy to his people to give them a heads up. And I'll just read the first paragraph. And for the record, this is what we turned up in the Glyph Project, but for the record, in 2005, a four-star Special Operations Command general, and I don't know where he went, and I'd explain where I think he went, but people couldn't believe that, but there's an incredible lost underground city located beneath the Pyramid of Giza, and despite the fact that only a few know about it today, it was extremely past. The mysterious Giza Plateau is even more mind-boggling once you realize the ancient city of Memphis, modern-day Giza, is filled with subterranean passageways, shafts, cavern systems, and chambers which hold in their walls thousands of years worth of history together with countless artifacts. However, Egyptian authorities are not willing to reveal what is found beneath Giza to the general public, like many other discoveries made throughout the years in Egypt. Now, Eric, if you wouldn't mind putting up that I sent it to you. It was an article talking about the tallest, one of the tallest structures in the world was found beneath the Giza Plateau. The greatest archaeological find in history was just discovered. Well, they're not talking about us, but I think we could probably claim that. The greatest archaeological find in history was just discovered. Using powerful ground-penetrating radar, scientists have mapped a structure more than twice the height of the tallest building in the earth under the Khafre Pyramid in Giza Complex. There's three major pyramids, the biggest ones. But what's important, I think if you scroll up a little, it'll show you a picture. They're only tapping or showing us, there you go. Scroll down a little, I apologize. And what they're showing us is only part of the story, Doug. We have the actual dimensions of this, and this is only going to be available to the Glyph team. I'm sorry, but we've spent a lot of time, a lot of money, and we're not going to just spill our guts. And I'm aware of those who watch this program, as you are, some very wonderful people and some not so wonderful people. For the record, people in the world of spooks and spycraft have never done this before. Now, they know all about the underground citadel. And by the way, it's called the City of Giants. And it is so large. It's 100 square miles. That's huge, Doug. And even with the entrances, multiple entrances, and like I'm sharing, go down a little more if you wouldn't mind, Eric. Scroll down, I'm sorry. Using powerful ground-penetrating radar, scientists have mapped the structure more than twice the height of the tallest building on Earth, under the Khafre Pyramid in Gaza complex. Remember, there's three of them. Cheops, and one other one. But this is so mind-bending, and what we're finding, Doug, and I'll turn it over to you for a minute, give me a break if you don't mind, is we're finding the location of all the pyramids on Earth, even under the water. And it's important to recognize one thing. They're all going to be coming active. Active. And that means that strange phenomena is going to happen because, quite candidly, I'll share with everyone, pyramids were stargates. And not only were they pyramidal structures, but they had, prior to the flood of Noah, prior to the ocean flooding, they had a complete communication system and travel system. I'm talking prior to the creation of Adam and Eve, the pre-Adamic world. And this now is coming into public, public availability. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to offer you tonight, and this is a sales pitch, because to go on from where we're at, we need absolutely the subscribers that have helped us, and you've joined Doug and I on some of the live projects we've done. But this is a big deal. And why I'm sharing this, because I'm hoping, Doug, someone out there, okay, and if you could, can you blow that up a little? This is a big deal. You can cut me off, Eric, if you need to, but it's important because decoding the secret language of the fallen angels. I've got to share this. This is mind-blowing. But again, people who don't believe in God, don't believe in fallen angels, or they believe angels are little cherubs you put on the mantle. That couldn't be further from the truth. And it's in the Book of Enoch and other pseudepigraphal works that 200 angels that came to Earth basically impregnated Earth women, from which were generated the giants. So, Doug, this is really important. It's $249 a year. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be giving those who sign up for the Glyph Project, we're not just every, the reports come out every 2 weeks, but between those 2 weeks, we're going to be continually updating, because it's important to know the plans that Lucifer has to destroy humanity. And some of them are so detailed that you'd be amazed. So it's important that everyone is informed of this, and especially, look, everybody wants to know what the future holds, and the true prophecy of Jesus is only God can declare the end at the beginning. But what's happening, remember, everyone, that Lucifer and one-third of the fallen angels rebelled against God, and there was war in heaven. The scripture is very clear about that. And as somebody who's been a biblical researcher for 52 years, 1 year after I got saved, I started into the Genesis 6 narrative, and that's where the Lord has led me all these years. And back on my bookshelf back here, I think there's 8 or 10 of the books that I've been involved in as the writer researcher. And what's, I think what most people don't understand is that not everyone has the time to do what I've done. And it's impossible for a human being to do all that without the help, the anointing, and the power of the living God. I'm not saying anything other than hallelujah, because this couldn't have been done without the active direction and input of the Holy Spirit and the leading of the living God. And all of the people involved in the GLIP project from around the world are absolutely astonishing in their capability, whether they're foreign language linguists, whether they're ancient history buffs, whether they're people that can read and write some of the most arcane, some of the most hidden languages. And Doug, I was just thinking tonight, going on this show with you, I was just saying, oh, Lord, I wish Russ was alive, because thank God he was alive. But again, decoding the secret language of the fallen angels. And if some people say, I don't care about that, you do so at your own demise. And that's not an empty threat, but it's because God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So I can tell everyone that the basis of all we're doing is based on the Word of God, and that even the prophecy that Daniel was given to seal up the vision, Daniel, for the vision is yet for appointed time, for knowledge will run to and fro. And this is where we're at. Go ahead, Doug.
You mentioned about Russ being alive. Excuse me. I agree with you on that. And the reason I agree is really right before he passed away, we found this. And people know this. People in the chat, you, folks, if you do, great. If you don't, well, you're gonna hear it. Russ was given both artifacts as well as items, okay? For example, I'll just name one. A knife that was reportedly, and based on some testing and stuff, I would say that it's pretty accurate. The claims that is to be used in that was used in ritual sacrifice. Now, having said that, on that knife were these strange characters. In addition to that, he was given, or he obtained, a piece of paper with the characters, the markings that you saw, the angelic writing. And we had no idea. I mean, we looked in every book that was published that was available through Dale Griffiths, who ran a training center, a federal and state law enforcement training center for satanic ritual crimes. And he has an extensive, now that library is, right now, I have a lot of it. Shatter Ops has some, and Save Them has a few as well, a few of these books. But nowhere in any of these books did we find any of that writing. So at one point, I'm not sure if Russ contacted Steve or if I contacted Steve, and I said, hey, man, you know, we're at a loss. We don't have any idea what this is. And to me, at least for us, that's how this, that we were introduced into this angelic writing. And just so people understand, too, the relevance of today. What Steve's talking about is, as best I can describe it, when you look at the power, the human power, well, the unhuman power structure governing the earth today, you understand that children, more accurately, the blood of children, is the currency of these unhuman globalists. You think globalism is merely a political agenda? No, it's no more a political agenda as Islam is a religion. Islam is a political system. This is an antichrist system, in my view, or a demonic communication that you saw on your screen. So having said all that, is, and look, I know I'm not as fast of a talker as Steve. All right. I never will be. I make no apologies for it what I say in my case is very deliberate, and quite frankly, I'm not as smart. I'm not as smart with a lot, so I have to take my time. Maybe you do as well, people in the chat, people listening and watching this. But having said all of that, and then I'm going to shut up. This is relevant because the communication that is being intercepted and translated by Steve, by whatever the project is. Now, I say that whatever the project is, okay, whatever you want to call that. Now, I know what he calls it, but whatever you want to call that, because sometimes, you know, you think glyphs and what's that and what's a glyph? And then, you know, you go down a different road. But anyway, it's being spelled out. The current activities are being spelled out. And this is found, as Steve said, through computers that cost, I mean, these supercomputers that maybe it's just one. I don't know. I don't ask questions. But I can tell you this. I don't think that any one of us, or maybe all of us listening and watching, I don't think any of us could afford, even if we put all our money together, to pay for a minute those things are running. Okay, so, but that aside, understand the importance of what Steve's talking about. To me, it's important because it was important to Russ and the information that. Hey, if you, and the other thing too. Steve was talking about the pyramids and the stuff below the pyramids. If you would have been listening a year ago and getting the private briefings a year ago, you'd have known this, which kind of surprised me when I was getting all these emails. Hey, did you see this? Well, do you know about this? Yeah. I mean, yeah. Hello? Is this thing working? Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think it's interesting that people are now talking about. I didn't watch the gentleman. I don't even know who he is on Alex Jones talking about the pyramids and that great find, F-I-N-D. But Eric, one more I'd like you to put up is the one on CERN, C-E-R-N, and the one with the ancient glyph language. Now, this is what people are going to get, Doug, you know, not only twice a month in the reports, but they're going to get this in alerts through that time between the report in the first 2 weeks and the second 2 weeks. And by the way, when you subscribe to this, you get the report and you get some other stuff. And the other stuff is pretty amazing. So if you could find that, Eric, and by the way, this is all not synced. You know, I go hit number three, hit number four. But this is important for people to see because I've heard radio personalities, I went to CERN and there was nothing there. Well, I would say this, there was nothing there, so there'd be nothing there. That's not unkind, it's just the truth. So in the glyphs, there's a reason what CERN is doing. And CERN, it's a question of power. The reason all of the pyramids are being powered up, everyone, is because there's going to be a display of lying signs and wonders. And for the record, Pharaoh has always been a precursor to the Antichrist. And so it's very unusual now, and time is speeding up. I mean, we're what is it? We're, you know, whatever, the 20th already of March?
Yeah.
Where have all the hours gone? So, you know, if Eric can find that, it's the one with the angel, fallen angel language. And by the way, Doug, the easiest way to explain glyphs is the language of fallen angels, the signs of fallen angels, the signatures of fallen angels, and the symbols. And I would say this, and I've been challenged on it, say, okay, you answer my question. If one third of the angels, and the Bible says the angels are innumerable, rebelled against the living God under the leadership of Lucifer and are playing a very important part in the 42 months, the Great Tribulation. David Langford did an amazing job on that last week. I think it's important that people understand that the forces of God and the absolute knowledge of what the fallen angels have, they will utilize that to seduce and destroy mankind. So I don't know, Eric, were you able to find that one on CERN? There you go. Thank you.
And before you read that, If anyone saw that the tunnel ceremony and the CERM ceremony, and they thought, if anyone would think, oh, that's just normal artistic behavior by a bunch of, overripe actors, actresses, performers, or whatever, without meaning. Well, man, I'll tell you what, you're suckers. Yeah, absolutely. And I say that with kindness, because you can't watch that. You can't see some of the demonic stuff we see, but especially that Steve's going to talk about. You can't watch that and not understand that this is from the pit of hell. And the people, and again, I go back real quick and then I'm going to shut up. I go back to the language or the glyphs, and you're correct. As you described that, it helps me understand better. But people think there are revelations when the FBI comes out with, hey, look at these code words. Pizza, hot dog for child sex trafficking and child exploitation. This is at a level 100 times past that. This is at that level where, what Steve's talking about, that understanding this will allow you to understand the entire boatload of stuff. Go ahead, Steve.
Thank you, Doug. And Eric had it. Now, I'm going to read this because it's really important. I don't know who can read it at the same time, but from Lucifer to all the legions and their entity groups. Entity groups, by the way, are human beings that have yielded themselves to be manipulated by Lucifer with a false promise that they're not going to die and they'll know everything there is to know. Gee, it sounds like transhumanism. That's exactly the point. Working on the updating and the turn on of the global pyramid power system. Beginning on March 30th until the entire discussion is completed, this meeting is expected to be long, and because each senior legion will present a full status report and their leading technical entities responsible for each system, and will give a detailed technical report as part of this meeting. There may be changes and suggestions made to move the project along at a faster pace to achieve our turn-on date goals for the entire system. Okay, this is talking about the pyramid systems. And Doug, like I said, we'll be explaining. And how do we know this stuff? Well, we just explained it, and the people will take the time to really ponder. Is it important for you to know the level of deception that's coming at you? And I believe it's the most important thing, because God goes over and over and over in the Word of God with the absolute truth that his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It doesn't matter if it's the ancient Israelites, didn't matter if it's different sects of Christian aberration through time, it's being deception. And there is another fallen angel language translation. These were specifically chosen to show people what they're going to get. Now, these are happening in real time. And I'll just paraphrase the one, but they're waiting for the cosmic ray burst that's going to be coming. They, the fallen angels, under Lucifer, that's going to power up a new level of power that's going to basically allow them to claim that they are the gods, and that Lucifer will use this power to deceive mankind. And Jesus tells us, Jesus tells us that to as many as receive him as Lord and Savior, did God the Father give us the power to become the sons of God. There's two words in Greek, obviously, power and the two words, dunamis, is what we get dynamite for, and I think it's exousia, which is authority. So it's fabulous that we're seeing. And you know what they fear, Doug? And the second hour, we'll go into what's going on contemporary, because even now, as we're on your program, the astonishing amount of detail. And I believe God's saying it. So when the Lord Jesus Christ said, my Lord, your Lord, my Savior, your Savior, and to anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord, get thee behind me, Satan. I have to say that to emailers, and I've learned not to respond anymore. But what is critical is that literally means follow after me. Now, I believe, and I know this, I know this, that we have as believers this amount of time to get to, well, this amount of time, I'll go out of frame here. We have this amount of time to get people to understand what's coming at them in the way of deception. And Jesus made the statement multiple times, see that ye be not deceived. And, you know, I hear people, why do you have to bring that religion stuff in? And my answer is simple. Who do you think gave me this stuff? No man on earth has been given this. That doesn't make me anything. It makes God great. And so because of well, I guess, it, oh, this sounds bad, 5 decades, you know, a half a century. I only look like 2 centuries old. But the point is for a half a century, God has been teaching me through myths and legends and all the different books I've written. And it's critical to lay a foundation so people can understand the most mind-boggling events are going to come on the scene, and it's really becoming more problematic. Now, Eric, one last time, I think we're done with the images for this part of the show. If you'd show the glyph report that shows the pyramids on it, I want to show everybody how long ago Doug and I were talking about this, and to those of you who watched the glyph presentation, thank you so much, because when people subscribe, they support our ability. And you talk about a shoestring budget, brother, we're on threads on the shoestring, but God makes a way. And Eric, it's the one with the pyramids on it, the photographs of the pyramid. Thank you, sir. And this is really important because there's always been rumors of this, the subterranean passageways, the shafts, a cavern system and chambers which hold in their walls thousands of years worth of history, together with countless artifacts. However, Egyptian authorities are not willing to reveal what is found beneath Gaza to the general public, like many other discoveries made throughout the years in Egypt. In fact, ancient Memphis, Giza, has a humongous underground system that combines a set of intricate man-made passageways and subterranean rivers and tunnels. While these were described thousands of years ago, the gigantic underground cavities were mapped since 19, I think it's 19, I can't see, scroll up a little bit. 1978, using ground penetrating radar, thanks to exploration led by Dr. Jim Hertog. Now, what I'm talking about, Doug, even those guys don't understand, because I'll tell you another reason why the Egyptians haven't turned this loose, because our government used to pay huge amounts of money to different governments around the world to keep all of their findings quiet. And, you know, my arch nemesis has been the Smithsonian, and I've told everybody, and even those who may listen to us right now, and I hope a lot are, and I believe a lot are, if you find any out-of-place artifact, especially skulls, giant skeletons, tell no one, because the minute you open your mouth, you'll have the and by the way, Smithsonian has its own, in essence, it's paramilitary force, and they will literally scare the you-know-what out of people and tell them if they talk, they're dead. So that's how big the cover-up is. And one of the glyphs projects, not glyph projects, but that people will find out in the coming editions of the the subscription is going to be mind-blowing. Look, I know a lot of stuff. That's not bragging, but after 5 decades, I don't have to twiddle my thumbs and say, yeah, are there really pyramids under the ocean? Some of the biggest pyramids in the world are under the ocean. Are there really giant skeletons? Yeah, and there's over 200 newspaper articles, and all you'll need to know is when they go to the Smithsonian, they disappear. And one last thing I'm going to share. We're able, by looking at, for instance, the cave drawings at Lascaux, France, and Altamira, Spain, and we do our homework, everybody, that most people say, that's just an old ibex, or that's a deer, elk, whatever. And what people started to find out, wait a minute, those are star charts. And by knowing the position of the stars in the artifacts and on the skulls that Jesse and the archaeological guys dug up, there were star patterns. By matching the star patterns in a specific computer program that anybody can get, they can match the time of that skull, because that was their way of saying that this happened in 2155 BC. So understanding the star patterns was critical. And that's why the cave drawings and cave paintings are more important. Unfortunately, my friend Cliff Mahudi, a Zuni elder, a lot of you remember him. He had the bow tie with the alien on it. Amazing Zuni elder. When Tom Horn and I went down to the desert southwest, it is astonishing how the Native Americans, once you gain their trust, and by the way, we won't violate their trust, but how many of them were talking about the giant society. That's not a group of basketball players, okay? That's a group of the top level. Many times it's their medicine men, it's their shamans. And they literally go multiple times a year, and they open up the gates. And what's astonishing to me is that the entities, they're giants. You've seen images on our videos. But what I want people to understand is this is what we're all going to be dealing with. There were giants in those days and after those days. And, you know, this is really critical, because instead of just waiting to something that's happened and someone will report, well, gee, look at what happened in, 3,000, 4,000 BC. And now they're following, or forgive me, now modern archaeology is having to set their time frames back, because that is the time period when, before the creation of Adam and Eve, and I can take anybody to Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, show them that the earth was tohu and bohu, was void and without form, and take you to Isaiah, and Isaiah says, but the Lord did not create the earth to be tohu and bohu. No, but the pre-Adamic earth had a judgment of flood, and that flood wiped it out. It's called Jeremiah's flood, and then Noah's flood, and twice God had to flood the earth to get rid of evil. And one thing that was interesting, Enoch is the only one of two men that never died, and he was taken to heaven. The scripture says he walked with God and was not, because God took him. Same thing for Elijah, but Elijah had a little wheels under his exit from earth, the chariot, and that's where that song, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, you know, comes from, coming for to take me home. And those two men, and I argue with people all the time, I quit arguing. Those two men have never died, but they're coming back for 42 months. The presence of Antichrist will be followed literally by the simultaneous presence of the two witnesses.
And if I can interrupt you, I know people will say, well, wait a minute, 42 months in the Bible, it's 7 years, right? I mean, okay, wait a second. It's not. If you really understand what the Bible, if you understand your biblical history, I guess that's the best way for me to describe it. So I want to just throw out the question to the people listening and watching, because this is what convinced me. Why would the devil get more time than Jesus? Fair enough. I'm convinced. Go ahead, sir.
Well, that's the biggest point. I would encourage everybody to go back and watch Pastor David Langford give you the most, in my opinion, the most astonishing difference between the 42 months and Daniel's 70th week. Because in Daniel, it's times and a half, three and a half. When you look at even so many appearances of 42 months, listen, all I can say, Doug, is the seven-year tribulation is not true. Three and a half good years and three and a half bad. Okay, tonight, and we'll deal with it in the next hour, we're on the verge of World War III. There's talk of declaring war on Iran. And President Trump has I believe he's being kept in the dark about the sophistication of Iran's weapon systems, and it's going to blow everybody's mind, and it's also going to blow a lot of things up, and Russia's on a T-minus 30-second counting, and it's important that people understand that. all of the U.S. military's might, they can't match 30 seconds. And we haven't tested a silo-based intercontinental ballistic missile in, I think, 50 years. And we don't even know if the silos, that's one thing. Let's say the rockets come out of the silos, but we haven't tested warheads, and I mean literal warheads, and we don't have any way of knowing that our stuff still works because it wasn't field tested, it was computer tested. Every single thing that Russia has, they test in the field. Now, they're not blasting off nukes, but they're kinetic warheads that have been seen in use in Ukraine. They are astonishing in their explosive power, and we're seeing the craters 300 feet deep. And even now, as we're on this show tonight, Doug, we're watching horrific events taking place in the Middle East, in the Far East, on the Russian-Ukrainian border. And so when I hear France is going to send in whatever number, they change daily, the Germans are going to send in, you know, 100,000 men, whatever the number is, and Britain's going to send in 100,000 men. They don't have any money, everyone. They're broke. There's a wonderful article on my website tonight about they're broke. They have no gold, and they have massive amounts of debt. And somebody put up the story, who knows what they're talking about, is the EU, European Union, is facing financial collapse. And for the record, Britain, that's going to put 100,000 men in there, doesn't even have the food, the uniforms, the ammo, or the firearms to even begin to get a new recruit army. Same thing with France. And everybody thinks that, you know, France has got nuclear weapons, and Britain has two boomers. That's a nuclear submarine. And the last time they tested one of the Poseidon nuclear missiles out of their launch tubes, guess what? It went like this and fell over. In other words, they couldn't get it out of the water. So what's problematic is the West has a delusional fantasy, in my opinion, of how strong they're living in the past. And modern weaponry, modern science, modern weapons development is 20 years ahead. Cyber security and cyber wars are 20 years ahead. And China is knocking out ships, not taking them out, meaning blowing them up. They're producing ships like they have such a workforce. And look, this isn't praising them. It's just telling them. And this is so important because when those who are in charge of the U.S. military, when they went woke, they went broke. When they forced max vaccination on their servicemen and servicewomen, the smart ones left. And quite candidly, we are no longer what I believe the Americans think. We're the strongest. We're not. That I love my country. I absolutely hate it that war has done to so many of the veterans by loss of limbs, traumatic brain injury, loss of, you know, loss of even their lives, their wives, their families. And yet, this is what's so astonishing to me, is you cannot fight the Iranians, you cannot fight the Russians, you cannot fight, I'm talking about the United States, and you cannot fight North Korea, because we don't have the manpower, we don't have the weapons, and we don't even have tested weapons. So does that make sense?
Yes, and excuse me, for people to really get the idea of the last time the U.S. tested a nuclear weapon was on September 23rd, 1992, and it took place underground at the Nevada test site, which is now known as the Nevada National Security Site. 5 kilotons in terms of silos, at least that old. Okay, so you have to go previous to that with respect to the actual, now carefully when I explain this, in relation to the actual testing of ejecting a missile from the silo. So Steve's correct, and folks, you can find this information. It's open source on some military sites. It's very well documented. So, and also, I just heard today, or yesterday, I think it was this morning, that Europe is mailing out, is it France or is it all of Europe? They're mailing out how to prepare, essentially how to prepare for World War III.
Yep, that's France, by the way, Doug.
France, okay. All right. So, people here in the U.S. thinking, you know what, everything's cool. Yeah, okay. Okay. They're out there passing out stuff. Hey, here's the correct way to duck and cover, right? Yeah, that's going to help. And we're over here, you know, wondering who's going to win the March Madness. Go ahead.
Well, and this is so critical. There is no civil defense. When I started in the prep business, 35 years ago, I was screaming that the United States needs a civil defense plan. And mutual assured destruction, which was a McNamara nightmare, meant, well, the Russians won't fire at us and we won't fire at them because it would be nuclear obliteration. But But Russia has some of the most sophisticated underground cities and industrial sites, and that can't even be imagined by the West. Some of these things are 4 and 6 miles square, and Russia can win. Switzerland used to have a really good civilian defense, and then I don't know what happened to them. They still have bunkers, but, you know, it was kind of a given that it's not a necessity. So when I see these laughable attempts at civil defense, they say go in a corner of a parking garage and basically duck and cover. Oh, yeah, really? Where do you urinate? Where do you defecate? I'm sorry to be blunt. Where do you eat? What do you get for food? Do you think there's going to be a hot dog stand or a New York deli open? It is unreasonable for people to think that they are going to be able to have business or life as usual. And we've gone into great detail about all the food being confiscated, even today. Lean cuisine. Those are complete meals. Each lean cuisine type of meal is as a separate batch, a separate lot number. Yet the words are on suspicion of, may contain, could, would. I mean, all these nasty escape words. And ladies and gentlemen, one of my listeners, I think two of them, who, when they got the report, it was a private briefing, tried to post. Part of it was allowed to be posted. Do you know what? It would not be allowed to be posted because it violated community standards on X, you know? So what I'm trying to tell everyone, well, life goes on, oh-blah-dee, oh-blah-da. Life ends really, really quickly when you have hypersonic, not only nuclear warheads, but kinetic warheads. Kinetic warheads will have no radiation signature, and the effective yield on some of those kinetic weapons, Doug, are in the same, you know, the equivalent of 20 megaton nuclear weapons. You just talked about kiloton, 5 kiloton. I can tell everybody, real simple, megaton is million tons. Kiloton is 1,000 tons, and a million tons is more than a megaton, and even hypersonic missiles. Oh, let me get there. I can't believe that people can't do basic math. We're 20 to 30 seconds on the East Coast and West Coast away from hypersonic, kinetic, nuclear, or thermobaric weapons going off, 102 seconds away from mid-America, and there's six. Look, I don't know this stuff. I'm in Bozeman, Montana, where the weather changes hourly, and unless somebody tells me, but half a dozen Russian subs off the East Coast, West Coast, and then 3 off the Gulf Coast. And see, people can't reference that, Doug, because they'll say all things remain the same. Oh, you guys have just been pushing this for decades. War. Well, when they go to the store and there is no more, then what happens? What happens? And Doug, you're an investigator. When it finally sets in that there's no food on the shelves, there's no resupply, and there's, 37 million people a day that shop at Walmart, that's a real number, for their groceries, and then you take in Costco, you take in all these other, companies that have a lot of food, and I should change that, had a lot of food. Look, all I'm doing is fighting for humans' lives. And I believe the words of Jesus, blessed are the peacemakers. Jesus didn't say, go out and make war, but he's telling us ahead of time, like the Glyph Project is telling us ahead of time, how the devil is going to come at us furiously, quickly, and with untold human deaths, because in the United States, I mean, I've seen all the projections, 250 million people are going to die. Well, that's not really a good news, you know, for, let's say, Netflix and all the other places that are giving entertainment. And I have a new word. I think people have heard me use it on your show, entertainment derangement syndrome. It goes one step above reality avoidance syndrome. Now I've change that to reality avoidance disease and reality avoidance destruction. Since I'm the one that coined that, I reserve the right, reality avoidance, whatever, to basically define it as it is being changed, because nobody wants to deal with the obvious, and they feel if they just whistle past the graveyard, or, you know, don't see the headstones there of people you used to know. I think that we live in literally the most mind-controlled, zombicated society in the world. And I throw Western Europe in with that, because why are they?
Pardon me. If I can just interject one thing, folks, tomorrow night, the release of the documents on JFK addresses mind control. You don't hear that. I haven't heard that, but they do. In some areas, they do. And you have to go back to the previous releases as well. But tomorrow night we'll be addressing MKUltra mind control, as well as the Order of Skull and Bones, the secret establishment, and related things, which even ties into what we're talking about today. Steve, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I had to give an advance for tomorrow.
And Doug, go ahead and take it for a couple minutes. I got to get up and walk around, because my knee is just giving me problems. I had total knee repair. Unfortunately, I slipped on the ice, and so I got to get up and walk around a little bit. So
I know how the pain is. All right, I got your back, bro. When you come back, I got you. All right. Yeah, I mean, so folks, look, all this stuff, all right, it's really heavy, isn't it? I mean, when I listen to this, and oftentimes I go back and listen to a show again, I torture my wife a lot, and I play it on a loop, you know, sometimes. She's like, I can't take it anymore. No. When you talk about this, yeah, by the way, folks, don't go anywhere. He's coming back. Compare what's going on today to the evil that's historically referenced in the Bible and other historical records as well. Understand that the evil, really, it's the same evil, different modalities, but the same evil. And this is something Russ and I had a long discussion about. And I think Eric the Tech was part of this. It was a discussion over, I don't know, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks, about, you know, how things from the past suggest what the future, what the future, as well as the present, is what's happening now and what will happen in the future. That's not to say that we can say, hey, look, you know, next May or next June, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. Okay. We're not cute. So, you know, but, and again, to those people who want to believe in that, okay, I have no problem. Okay. Believe what you will. As long as you tell me that you're saved by the blood of our Lord and Savior, that's fine. Then we have no problem. You can disagree on everything. I saw some disagreements in the chat. To me, it's trivial, you know, but anyway, moving on. What I am surprised about as well, the pyramids, the big news story now, what's under the pyramids? Well, okay. Pay attention to that. Also, pay attention to the, and I mentioned some terms last night in the second hour that references mind control. There will be controlled propaganda as well, intermixed in a lot of things that will make you doubt material. And then, you know, I found that if you doubt John Smith, for example, from ABC podcast, it's difficult to for that podcaster to regain the trust if they're incorrect or overstate something or whatever, misrepresent something. So that's why, you know, when you look at what Steve has presented with the private briefings and when he comes on this platform and other platforms, hey, Greg Hunter, Coast to Coast, I mean, he goes everywhere. You kind of have the, well, you shouldn't kind of, you have that trust in who to believe. So just keep that in the back of your mind. I don't know if that made sense to you, but, you know, look, a lot of people say a lot of stuff, but they don't bring the proof. Evidence is not proof. Evidence is evidence. And Steve is back with his knee. Hope it feels better. Steve?
It does. And I appreciate everybody who prays for me. Montana is just a tough place to live, especially in the winter. You know, and like I know it, I've lived here, I don't know, off and on for 50 years. And it just sometimes it gets tough. And, you know, the last thing you want to do when you've had total knee replacement is slip on the ice. And I was being careful, Doug, but wham, you know, I'm just telling people. So that's why I had to get up and walk around. Here's what I want everyone to understand. What I'm giving tonight in information on the Glyph Project, we also have glyphs. And the people that subscribe to the Glyph Project, they go on my website, stevequayle.com. There's a big subscribe here. You're going to be told in advance when WW3, World War III, actually begins. Now, God is sovereign over all this stuff, but I think the thing that most people criticize, and I'm aware that whenever you talk about Jesus, you're going to get flack. But I wanted Eric, and thank you, Doug and Eric, for showing that Google video, because this isn't me telling you. Without Google showing you, and why did they shut it down? I can tell you what they found and what they shut it down, and you just saw it in the first, minute of that 5 or 6 minute presentation. I believe it's 30 minutes long. I'll also, Doug, send you the link so that the Hagman listeners can see the 13-year-old a young man who understand the Book of Enoch, who knew his Bible, and he was conversing with a fallen angel. Now, in Jesus' name, these entities have to name themselves. And for the record, what we've proven, and I mean, proven is a real word, the pride of these fallen angels, the absolute arrogance. But you know what they hate more than anything is someone that knows their authority in Jesus. And they will do anything to obscure the Christians from understanding who they are in Jesus. So when Jesus gives us a promise that, behold, Jesus speaking, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, that's a faith statement that you have to take. And when you start to claim it, all hell sometimes breaks loose. But the only way any of us overcome is by applying the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony and loving not our lives unto death. Look, here's one of the things I want everyone to understand. The amount of Christian persecution around the world is hideous, and it's accelerating. Whether it's in Syria, which some of the most, it's just, there's no human way to put it into an understanding. When you get into ritual satanic abuse, there's no way to talk about, I mean, it's truly tough for the average person to understand little young children are being literally slaughtered on the altar, and their blood drained and they're slaughtered on the altar, and their blood is basically consumed, there we go, and their flesh is eaten. Well, the lust of every evil spirit, and even in the history of the world, cannibalism becomes a almost religious rite. And for the records, it was practiced in the Aztec religion big time. It was practiced in the Mayan religion big time. Not so much in the Incan, but it's coming back into vogue, because you even heard people, Doug, talk about, well, maybe we should just liquefy humans and turn them into mulch, and we are what we eat. I hate to tell people this, if you understood the amount of human DNA you're consuming in some of the flavorings, the colorings, and there's 51,000 that are secret. That's no, that, pun intended, that's no secret. So one of my great friends, we haven't communicated in 15 years, told me, he said, do you think, Steve, he asked me a question, do you think, Steve, that people understand that in all of this artificial stuff, they're consuming human flesh or human glandular extracts, and that they're becoming literally on a genetic level cannibals and a taste for human flesh? Because we are what we eat, okay? For instance, Doug, whatever your favorite, people that like coffee, I'm going to say coffee isn't this, but whatever people love as their favorite taste, I'll tell you what, you learn the history of soft drinks, and I got to be careful here, but you probably don't want to drink them, you know, and not just because of what's in them, but the sugar, you know, is, and the worst one is sugar-free. Have you ever wondered why people who drink diet this or diet that are morbidly obese? It's because of the excitotoxins, not all of them, but when you go to a theme park, I haven't been to Disney hell for about 10 years maybe, and I promise I'll never go back. People have heard my story. But when you see a guy that's on a scooter and he's got, seriously, I don't know what they call it, a gallon of pop, and he's so obese that his cheeks are almost touching, his rear end is almost dragging on the ground. And I'm not exaggerating. So what's happening is we are what we eat. And part of the point in destroying the God-created food is the fact that when you get Bill Gates, in my opinion, one of the most sinister denizens in the world, in my opinion, and talking about blocking out the sun, talking about tearing down a billion trees. And like Mike Adams said, he said they want to kill photosynthesis, because by blocking the sun, they can interrupt the krill cycle in the oceans. They can interrupt the plankton, and it just goes up from there. So we are, in essence, I believe the United States is being segregated unto destruction. God gave us, since 9/11, he gave us at least 20 plus years to repent, and we didn't. We didn't turn around. People went into church for, what, a week after 9/11? They became God conscious, but after that, the devil just basically gave them pleasure, gave them more pleasure, and gave them, I would say this, the distraction. And so I'm telling everyone, this is what's so important about our Glyph Project. And you can go to my website, stevequayle.com, and on the very top left-hand corner, hit the button, and it'll show you how to subscribe. And I believe that it's safe to say, Doug, and you know this, there's nothing like it in the world. Nothing. There's never been anything like it in the world. And
Now this is going to, okay, please, I'm sorry. This is going to be, what, twice a month?
Twice a month, and not only twice a month, it'll be 10 to 20 pages. But in between the reports, updates as these messages come in, we're going to keep people only on the Glyph Project in the queue, because people that will support me, you know this, I'll go to the extra mile for them. Yeah. But again, it's very important that things are breaking so fast in the world. things are breaking so furiously in the world, and a lot of the glyphs are dealing with World War III.
Okay, and that's important. What I know of the translations that you're speaking of, that is when they remain consistent, and I apologize for me stumbling over my words. My jaw is just on fire. The knowledge imparted by that, by what you are doing, talking about World War III, or you're not talking, I mean, you're translating and presenting the information at that level about a third world war, global conflict, and about the evil doers and evil doings of things. You know what? I can't think of a better, prepper tool. Would you classify that as a prepper tool?
I would actually classify it. You're right on, but it's that prepper mindset.
Ah, there you go.
If I'm telling everybody, here's what to expect. So if you hear, this is a literal glyph translation, if you hear that the worst cosmic ray bombardment of Earth is taking place, know that the glyphs have already said that that's what the evil ones are going to use to claim and to initiate power that they don't have now. And it's always a question, Doug, of getting willing humans to be complicit in their plans. A good example is that, you know, when people become demon-possessed, they don't act normal. And we've got so many people demon-possessed. Madness has struck the land. Michael Snyder put out a really good article. It's on my website today. I think it was 10 things that I'm kind of going by memory, but 10 things that prove people are going nuts, okay? They're going crazy. And it's important to understand that there is a supernatural element to that. That's why the Bible tells us, and look, I'm telling everybody, I can see it. When I say see it, I can see it in the glyphs. There's nothing we will withhold except the gory stuff. And when I say there's gory stuff, it is beyond gore. And
yeah, people don't want to see. I mean, just imagine the worst thing in the world. We've seen the drawings. We've seen the photograph. I mean, believe me, you don't want to see that. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. I just had to tell people.
I think it's critical. When you have looked into satanic ritual abuse, like you and the team, Russ's team, when I see guys that are out there laying their lives on the line, like Sawman, you know, I'll just say that name, and I hear some of the lies against that guy, I told him, I said, Craig, I wish I had your skills, because I'd silence them. Now, he's in control of his anger, and he turns it over to Jesus. I want to help Jesus to make sure those people can't hurt anymore. And God said, you cannot fight against us. And here's the other thing I want people to understand. With knowledge comes wisdom. And the wisdom that I want to impart to people is based on the Word of God. Nothing I'm saying is apart from the Word of God. Everything I'm saying is based on the Word of God. And what I'm telling everyone is this: the Lord Jesus Christ loves his people, those who have accepted him as Lord and Savior. I know people don't want to hear that, but they will, Doug. Anybody who's got a semi-open heart, when they start seeing events coming, that Jesus warned about, there's never been a time like it, nor would be again. And except the days be shortened for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh left alive. That means no human beings. If God, who created us, mankind, I'm not talking about fallen angels, and I'm not talking about hybrids. Hybrids cannot be saved. And when Joshua and Caleb crossed the Jordan into the promised land, they had to take down 31 cities of hybrids. 31 cities. And that's how I always hear this. Well, why is a loving God telling the children of Israel to go in and kill every man, woman, child? Because they weren't normal humans. Had God not done that, there'd be no humans, because the devil wants more than anything to accuse God of being a liar. You said there'll always be a witness. I'm going to kill every human being so there isn't a witness. And the Lord says, no, you're not. So there's a protective factor. George Norrie on Coast to Coast asked me, he said, does this stuff scare you? I think those of you who heard the interview, I said, no. And I could tell he didn't expect that, because the Word of God, the Holy Bible, says God is able to keep us in perfect peace as our minds and our heart is stayed on him. And what's important, this is so critical. I'm not just talking to people that watch this, you know, podcast only, but I'm talking to people who have children and grandchildren. And I, as a you know, I've got children, I've got grandchildren, and I'm praying for them, and I'm teaching them. Good night. Tyler was taught this stuff at 6 and 7. He's my son. He takes over 3 days of my show. He's really a smart guy, and he knows his Bible, and he knows what's playing out. Now, he's not me, and he doesn't go where I go, nor he should he. And I'm not him, and I don't go where he goes. But one thing we all have to do is we have to be obedient as Christians to go whithersoever or wheresoever the Lamb of God goes. He's the shepherd. I want to follow him. I don't want to follow some guy that's giving lying signs and wonders. Remember this, the seduction of Christianity will be so convincing, apart from the Holy Spirit, that people will turn away from the faith. And the Bible's very clear, giving heed to seducing spirits. In other words, listening to evil spirits and lessening the voice of God. Because I had a case today on my email, and God bless the lady. I told her, don't listen to that guy. Some guy's giving her the most aberrant and abhorrent form of the gospel as he sees it. And it was just a tragedy and a travesty. But she said she was a believer, yet she was following the deceiver. And I think this is what is going on. I can tell anybody that I can stand and let's say this, converse. They'll call it arguing. I'll call it battle. But they cannot get away from the fact that in the last 30 days, $500 billion, that's what all the companies are spending on artificial intelligence. And Doug, on your show, thank you very much. We talked about that, AI, alien infestation, and this is what's so critical, alien implants. And when I speak of aliens, I'm talking about interdimensional beings, entities. And I remember years ago, this must have been 30 years ago, and I can't find the prophecy, but God said, the things of men's nightmares will begin to take shape before their eyes. That's one of the lines, and I wish you could remember the whole thing. And it's so important that people seek the Lord. Look, if this stuff scares anybody, take it to the Lord. Say, Lord, this stuff's really creepy to me. And you said in your word, perfect love casts out all fear. And again, this is my number one passion, to prepare the people of God for the unknown by making the unknown known. And that's what this is what the Lord has given me to do. Look, I told somebody, I think I sometimes feel like Methuselah, a third of Methuselah, 323 years old. And if you take a third of 969, that's how I arrive at that. And I know I'm not that old. But the point I'm trying to get to everybody is that this is the purpose in doing everything that I'm doing. It's to, number one, see that ye be not deceived. See that you understand what's coming against you. Because most people, Doug, and everyone listening to this, don't understand the level of deception. And more importantly, already the reception of deception. And it is becoming more and more problematic every day. And by the way, I moved from to the sin of the second to the madness of the moment. It used to be, you know, you could say, ah, oh, things are really wearing down over a year. Now it's moment by moment madness. It's this sin of the second. And what are we watching? We're watching total terrorism against Elon Musk. And did you notice that even the demon rats, they haven't even said thank you to Elon Musk for bringing the two astronauts back? And I even heard, man, I said, God control my let's just say this over-exuberance. I even heard guys from NASA lying. Well, they weren't abandoned there. They didn't tell you we had no, you know, we had no heavy launch vehicles. And I think Musk is a hero. And I'm tired of these people going out and burning up Tesla vehicles and all the liberals selling their Teslas in, as a social statement against him. He saves America by his, you know, he's got a good computer team. Department of Education, totally worthless. USAID was the vampire sucking sound of trillions of dollars. Now they're only finding billions. And then, you know, the Pentagon is got so much graft and corruption in their budget. And that's primarily why U.S. lost its military, because we had the most expensive, the most expensive aircraft stealth. We spent billions, if not close to trillions of dollars on stealth. The B-2s, the B-1s, and everything's not going to be fine, okay? Because now, I mean, even, this is wild, even Iran has the type of, over-the-horizon radar that there's no ability of stealth to avoid. None, you know? North Korea has it. And Kim Jong-un is absolutely... he's not the guy that most people make him out to be. He is a brilliant man. You can call him evil. Look, I'm not apologizing for any dictator or anywhere, but they see
that you can be evil and brilliant. They're not mutually exclusive, right? I mean, you can be brilliant and evil.
Yep.
Just as you can be brilliant and good. So, but anyway, and by the way, about those astronauts, going back a little bit, I don't know what they're complaining about, because NASA paid them overtime while they're up there. $5 a day overtime is what they got. So what are they complaining about? Of course, just like Afghanistan, Biden and the regime walked away from them. And that's horrible. And the physiological and physical effects on those astronauts, man, I tell you what, there should be a lawsuit. There really should, against Biden personally. And then we'll find out who made that decision. But I digress. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take you off point.
You're not digressing, Doug. It's not digression, because I've literally seen, help me, Jesus, to control my tongue. I have literally seen a couple of NASA spokesmen saying, well, they weren't abandoned. They sure the bleep were. You know, fill in whatever word you want for bleep. I'm just doing the pre-bleeping on my own. And I think Doug, people are going crazy, and especially the left. You know, Michael Savage used to say this, that it was insanity, and people didn't listen to him then, and I don't listen to him now. I think he's got a show still, a radio or a podcast. But, you know, he made the statement, borders, language, culture, and look what happened. Our borders are breached, our language. Now, you know, I went into the dry cleaners in Bozeman, and not that I hear the best, and I could not understand the woman. I said, I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Now, right next to her was a lady who was speaking English, but she was taking somebody else instead of me. The woman got mad at me and basically got my dry cleaning, you know, and I just bit my tongue, paid my bill, and left. And what's happening is this. We're being displaced. We're being replaced. And I am so sick of white rich guys telling us that we have white privilege. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest racists in the world are all those who are claiming it, like Maxine Waters and AOC. I wish she would. I don't have a word for her. I do, but one they can use. I mean, she's going to be the face of the demon rats. And look at that. They're eating their own, you guys. This is the party that made war on God. I remember, was it Adam Schiff? God has no place on the Democratic platform. And I remember that. And I
see what they get. I mean, see what they get from that, from removing God. You know what really I find very interesting? The hypocrisy. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. I'm just, they will blow up a Tesla and buy a Ford Excursion. While saying, you know, the economy or the climate, it's a crisis. We're in a climate crisis. We have to lessen our carbon footprint. But again, a year ago, Musk was their hero. My goodness, electric cars, Teslas. And now I laugh because I go to the message boards. Oh my goodness. I want to sell my Tesla because I don't want people, but I bought my Tesla before Musk became a bad guy. Oh my gosh. It's just crazy. But that's the confusion of the enemy too, I think, isn't it? Go ahead.
Huh. And if I were Mr. Musk, Elon, I would basically put the bill, and he can afford it, to have the top security at every Tesla dealership with night vision and thermals. And, you know, look, I tell Christian martial artists this. Those of you who have those skills, put them to use. I'm not saying use them against somebody with guns, but you can sure disarm somebody that's got a can of paint or that's throwing a Molotov cocktail. You know, I mean, this is what I'm saying. And people say, well, I think it's bad for Christians to defend themselves. Show me that in the word. And I had, I got to tell people, Jesus told disciples to sell their cloaks and buy some swords. And Peter didn't bite the ear off of the Roman servant in the Garden of Gethsemane. So it's important. And I want to share this. Paul said, any man that doesn't provide for his family is worse than an infidel. That means a dog. And the point is that protecting your family is critical. And so when I get weasel-worded wimps that are telling me, well, and this one guy said, well, Henry Groover didn't have a gun. And he called Hank Jr. and said, did your dad ever carry a gun? Henry Groover was one of a kind, and it's spelled G-R-U-V-E-R. And that man, to my knowledge, has the most and had the most miraculous ministry of anyone I knew in the world. And I used to know a lot of people. And he didn't need one. He walked in a place that very few people walked. And he went where God told him. And he tells the story when he went to Serpent Mound without the Lord leading him there, and he almost died. That Henry Groover's testimony is unique in the history of modern Christendom, and it's on my website. It's the Henry Groover, G-R-U-V-E-R, tribute page, and if anybody wants a little bit of encouragement in their faith, but I find this, Doug, I see people that are trying to justify their cowardice misquoting the scripture. Now, look, there are people, and God says when we're his witnesses, we'll be martyred, but I love the guy who was in South Africa, I forget his name, I think it was 15 years ago, that some of the ANC, African National Congress guys, came in, and they're going to murder everybody in the church service. The man was well-armed, and he took out the shooters before they could hurt anyone. And he was pretty famous because he had the best answer to what I call wimps. And anybody who's in, and this guy got mad at me because they said, look, I'm not saying everybody has to get a gun. Have you ever heard me say that? I said, women need to be armed because they're becoming more and more the object of predators. And look, that even means, get the best training with a tear gun or a taser or something. But what's most interesting to me, And this is where I go, okay, let me think this through. We're coming into the worst time in history. Jesus himself said, there's never been a time like it, nor would be again. And if God, again, didn't shorten the days, there'd be no flesh left alive. And you know what's interesting, Doug, that people just don't believe the word of the Lord. And again, they'll claim the word of the Lord, but they don't go far enough to figure it out. It's not that they claim Jesus. Does he claim them? That's a big thing, because many will come to Jesus in those days. That's judgment day, and say, but Lord, I cast out demons. But Lord, I did this. But Lord, I did that. And you know what the Lord will say? Depart from me, ye who work lawlessness, iniquity. I never knew you. It's a relationship. It's not a religion. It's a relationship of salvation. And I stand by the scripture. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So, you know, when I tell people all the stuff that I know from all the different sources, and, you know, I've been on podcasts for a long time, and before that, shortwave radio, it's to get them to open their eyes to not be victims. You remember in the old days when we first met, I said, I have a slogan, and it's important. I want everyone to be victors and not victims. And I don't think I can say it better. And I said, I want you all to think about this statement. You want to be where everyone else isn't. And God knows, ladies and gentlemen, that every one of these Tesla people, now that President Trump has declared them a terrorist, in my opinion, rightly so, they should go to prison for 5 years. They should see that what they did and the J6 people did nothing. And all of the what are they called? The fad finks that were placed in. What are those guys called? The people.
Confidential informants or yeah. Agitators or. Yep. I mean, there's a. You don't want to know what I call them, but go ahead.
Well, and ladies and gentlemen, this is a tragedy and a travesty, and here's the point: when it's them, it's a different story. When it's you, it's a big story. When it's them, it's a unfortunate circumstance. When it's you, it's absolutely a matter of life and death. And it hey, will.
What do you think about the swatting? Since you're on this line, okay, of persecution. I mean, people who tell the truth, people who are outing, exposing, and especially the demonic, exposing the demonic. We're all under fire. What do you think about that, Steve? I have to ask that because I got a couple of emails Tuesday, I think it was, or it was right after Owen Schroyer. So whatever day that followed that. And to ask you what you thought was going to happen with that, okay, with the swatting.
I believe, which one was it? The new head of the Justice Department said they're going to find those people, F-I-N-D them, and they're going to file charges against them. And I think this is a form of what I would call pre-crime, and they're committing it. And listen, they know. Doug, if those people are using cell phones or health phones to order pizza, they know exactly. They can do geofencing in the pizza. But the fact is that swatting is terrorism, and it is absolutely, how should I say this? It's immoral, it's illegal, and they should be punishing those people. And I look, here is the deal. Swatting, you swat flies. But again, it's all intimidation. It's all not only intimidation, but somebody somewhere is going to get hurt permanently. And my question is, and I'll throw it back to you, what do you think will happen? And I'm trying to, I don't know the answer to this myself, but who will fire the first shot that's going to kill somebody that's innocent? And I'm hoping it's not the SWAT teams, but will the left fire on the right and take life first? And because look, if you look at civil war, the term civil war, civil war, civil war, that's not coming from the right. That's not coming from conservatives. That's coming from the left. That's coming from Maxine Water on the Brain, okay, in my opinion. That's coming from some of the most horrific agitators that the Democrats And, you know, I wish they just dropped the C and put an E, drop the C and put an N in there. It used to be there were some Democrats that, and look, I dislike rhinos, okay? Republicans in name only. And I call those people zombie cons, okay? Instead of Republicans, they're zombie cons. And because they're shifting, and for the record, you know why the true Epstein files, all of them haven't been released? Let's just say this. What would the country think if two Supreme Court justices were on Epstein Island?
Oh, surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It would be a Gomer Pyle moment.
There you go.
Holy, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
you're right. As we have not seen the JFK files, the full release, I just wonder if we're ever going to see the true Epstein files. I suspect we will get some low-hanging fruit from those, but the John Roberts, and I'll say it, John Roberts. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's just me. Go ahead.
Well, it's not you, because it's the history. The left will cover up, and if people understood how many quote unquote high profile people are into SRA, satanic ritual abuse, how many politicians have slaughtered thousands or trafficked thousands of kids. And I remember Mel Gibson got into kind of a war in Hollywood, and he was basically quoted as saying, "They eat babies." Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It
flowed freely and without any forethought. I mean, it was just that it was like nothing. It was like normal.
Yep.
You know, everyone
and
does,
and
right?
Again, you know, I'm told when the people joined that specific group of cannibal actors and actresses, they literally have to sign the statement that they will not speak the name of Jesus ever again. They have to deny the Lord, and they openly have to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Now, I haven't seen the contract, but I'm told that. And I was reading today, you know, in the Mark, the Word of God, Jesus nails it when he says, all sin will be forgiven against the Father and Son, but he who speaks a word against the Holy Spirit, it's the unforgivable sin. So they make sure that their adherents, Satan wants total rebellion against the living God, and they have to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. I've had people tell me that I speak by demonic power. And I write them and I rebuke them. I say, you better be careful, because I have the fruit of the Holy Spirit in my life and you're treading on thin ice. You know what one guy said? He said, I'm a Luciferian and I don't care. Well, you will, brother, in the lake of fire. And I don't mean to call him brother. You will. I'll put an M in front of the brother and just say, you will, because people think that they just get out of life and they go on to Satan's kingdom, where everything he promised them, they find out's a lie. And especially, can you imagine Biden's day of reckoning? And he stands, you know, in hell, and he said, but Lucifer, you promised me a kingdom. You promised me position in the underworld. And this is my opinion. And Lucifer says, but you knew I was a liar from the beginning. Not only will the devil have great glee in destroying people, but they will have no ability to argue with him, because that's true. It's not going to keep them out of hell. And once they're there, guess what? They don't get out of hell with a get out of hell a free card like on a Monopoly board. So I want people to understand, we're talking about eternal life tonight. We're talking about events that are coming so fast and furious. I absolutely am asking, Lord, search my heart, Lord. And believe me, there's stuff that I'm asking God to take out of my heart, because we're in a battle. But again, you know, the battle can only be won in the spiritual realm. And Doug, I know you know this, when all the people that we've had in our lives as intercessors, friends, and, you know, I can name probably a half a dozen go to be with Jesus, you just go, Lord, why am I still here, you know? And obviously, he's not done with me yet. There's a lot of people that wish I were with him, you know? But the point is that it's not my time yet. And I want to share something, too, that it's truly, truly coming to into play before all of our eyes, is you have the biggest, richest corporations in the world getting ready as mortgage defaults increase to come in and buy all the mortgages. Let's say that Bank of America has $20 billion in delinquent mortgages. They'll come in, buy the mortgages, evict the people, or say, you can stay here at so much a month. In essence, home ownership will go to a rentership. And it's tragic. But the point that people have to understand, they don't have to believe me, but it's scriptural, it's biblical. America is under judgment by the living God because we are a reprobate nation. We are a vampire nation. We have literally, literally built this world on the blood of innocent children, on the horrific things they do. And if you even watch even normal situations like in Antarctica, one of the women there said she had to sleep with a hammer between her inner bra, you know, that's what she said, because everyone's turning crazy.
And when we talk about The Shining in real life, go ahead.
Yeah. And I think it's problematic that it doesn't get better. So this is why I tell people, when I say, remember, Jesus taught the disciples first and foremost how to pray. And he acknowledged God in heaven, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And people forget, thy kingdom come. Jesus said his kingdom is not of this earth. When we go to be with him and he returns, and there are people that should know better that, oh, I don't believe in the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. I said, so God gives the devil 6,000 years and Jesus doesn't come back? Well, we know he does. And then, I don't know that. They don't want to know that because they're believing false doctrine. The true doctrine, and the Bible's clear, if you're honest and want to know the truth, God's word will teach you, God's word will reach you, and God's word will automatically begin to change your life from the inside out. And so here's what I want to say in closing. The number one goal I have in the Glyph Project, in everything I'm doing from this point out, look, I don't know how long I'm here. I'm not playing the death card, but I don't. And the thing is that I want whatever I can do under obedience to the Lord to have effect after when I'm gone. And this is the main problem that a lot of men of God or the redeemed, of the Lord absolutely forget when they're gone. Who takes up Doug Hagman? You know what? That's a really important question. Who replaces me? And it's not that I'm irreplaceable, but so I have to take everything that God has placed here, and to the best of my ability, under his anointing, be able to transfer that to people. And thank you, Doug, for letting me come on tonight. Because again, one final time, there's nothing in the world like the Glyph Project. And I think it's the greatest, not because it's me doing it. There's nothing in the world that's a bigger project than this, that no way could anybody do this without the Lord's leading. And I give him all the glory. You know, I mean, my skills on a computer is throwing a mouse at a wall. That's literally true. But the guys I have built.
I've seen him, folks, believe me.
Yeah. And I mean, and I'm praying for the day. And, I'm waiting on one event. I won't tell people it is. I'm going to take this out and I'm going to have it filmed, and I'm going to blast it with a Benelli and 12-gauge Brennecke slugs, okay? I want this thing to be in piecemeal because track, whack, and stack is what this is all about. And ladies and gentlemen, God bless each and every one of you. I urge you to pray about it and to become a subscriber to the GLIP Project. You'll be helping us, but you'll be taking one of the most uncertain factors of what lies ahead. Once you have that knowledge, you don't have to be afraid of it. And fear is what produces paralysis. So, Doug, again, blessings to you in Jesus' name.
Well, thank you, Steve. It was a pleasure having you on. I appreciate all that you do. Folks, go to stevequayle.com, and from there, just follow the bouncing cursor. You can get right there. That's Gen 6, by the way. The links will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. So I'm going to thank you. And, you know, the current events in the biblical history are kind of, in everything I'm seeing is converging. And I think providing us with a different, or at least a more accurate perspective of current events. When you look at the information you provide, Steve, to me, it contextualizes current events, and I think this is going to be a year of awakening and exposure. How we use that, I don't know. If people will use that to repent, that.